Monitor keeps in motion now, not just because we present any less of a target, either. We're about to go over the complete Atlantic this time. We haven't done so well with the Central Atlantic tonight, but I think we'll have a conversation by two old friends right up close to the microphone, because we brought them out to a sidewalk cafe on the Champs-Élysées. One is named Art Buchwald. He's the roving European columnist and correspondent, and he's talking with the famous cartoonist Al Capp right now.
This is Art Buchwald talking from Paris. I'm sitting in a sidewalk cafe now on the Champs-Élysées with Al Capp, the cartoonist, and his young 10-year-old son, Kimmy Capp. Very few 10-year-old boys get over to Paris, and I asked Al and Kimmy if they'd talk to me a little about what a 10-year-old boy can see in Paris and why a 35-year-old father would bring a 10-year-old boy to Paris.
I just look 35.
Al, what made you bring Kimmy to Paris?
Well, I this is the second time here, you know, Art. He's a great boulevardier. We brought him to Paris, first because Mrs. Capp and I were coming here. We wouldn't think of traveling without Kimmy. We just wouldn't, and we also...
Even after the first trip, Al.
Especially after the first trip, he is such a very good traveler. I must say that.
Well, he looks like a good traveler. Kimmy, did you want to come?
Yes.
Why did you want to come, Kimmy? Didn't you...
Because there's a chance for me to get abroad and to learn about the foreign countries.
I see. You don't miss the baseball season or the guys at home?
No.
Well, what would you like to see here the most, particularly in France, for instance?
The place where Joan of Arc was buried and burned at the stake.
We saw that, Kim, yesterday.
I know.
Yes.
And that was the big highlight so far?
Yes.
On your last trip here, how old were you, Kimmy?
I was 9.
You were 9. And what was the highlight of the last trip?
The restaurant on the first floor of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, you've been there already?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, just before we came here, we ordered some strawberry shortcake or some strawberries and cherries. How does French patisserie compare to American?
It's excellent compared to the American.
Do you like it as well?
More.
Do you like it more? Why? Is there anything about it?
No, I just like it more than the French, than the American, rather.
I see.
It may be that he gets more of it here.
In America's rations, huh?
In America, we keep some control over him.
Al, you mentioned to me that when you come over with your children that you have to adjust your own plans accordingly. What advice do you have to parents wanting to bring over young boys of Kimmy's age and even girls of Kimmy's age?
Well, my advice, if they're just ordinary, average children, is to leave them at home. However, if they're remarkable children like Kim, the best thing in the world is to bring them. If they're the sort of remarkable traveler Kimmy is, for instance, there was no worry aboard the Liberté about leftover pastry because of Kimmy's presence. I think they ran out of pastry around the fourth day due entirely to Kimmy's efforts.
You told me that they, Kimmy and a boyfriend found a way of getting, found out that they could get all the pastry they wanted for free, isn't that?
That's right. That's one of the greatest cultural discoveries of any child traveling to Europe on a liner. And that is, if the liner is big enough to completely lose your parents, you can get into some room, push a button or summon a waiter and get anything in the world for free. You can get all sorts of forbidden food and drink.
What day did you discover this, Kimmy?
I discovered it the first day I was on board, the first time.
But I'll tell you something very mysterious. We haven't quite solved it that happened on the Liberté. Kim, of course, has just one Coca-Cola a day, or Pepsi-Cola, as the case may be. And she did. He adhered to that very strictly. Except that when we were getting off the boat, we found that under one of the beds in the stateroom was a whole bunch of used Coca-Cola bottles, probably left over from the last trip. I think so.
Well, tell me, Al, you've brought over daughters as well as sons. Is it easier to bring over a son than a daughter to Europe?
Well, I would think so. I think, really, everything depends on the age.
I know you were having quite a bit of trouble finding dates for your daughters. In the case of Kimmy, you don't have you don't have that trouble. Kimmy can find his own, or...
Oh, certainly. I think that teenage girls are apt to be interested in teenage boys. But boys of Kimmy's age are much more virile than girls are. They're interested in just good fun and constant eating. And it doesn't matter who their companions are. Other boys will do even better.
As long as there's cake on the table.
As long as there's plenty of food. Now, that seems to be the important thing.
Kimmy, are your friends pretty envious of you being over here?
Some of them are and some of them aren't.
Well, the ones that aren't, why? What attitude do they take?
They'd rather play baseball and get all sweaty and be playing football over in America than come over here and be cool and to look at the sights.
And you'd rather be cool than look at the sights?
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you. I think you have an opportunity of me. Where are you going from here, Kimmy?
We're going to Germany.
You're going to Germany? You're going to an army base, aren't you?
Yes.
Your brother-in-law lives there, doesn't he? Isn't he
yes.
in the army?
Yes.
Oh, well, then you should have a good time there. At least you hope to, huh?
Yeah.
He's going to become an uncle, you know.
Oh, he's going to become... Is that right?
Yes.
Gee, that's terrific. And that's why you're going there?
Yes.
Gee, that'll be swell. And then after that, where do you plan to go?
Well, my father and I, we want to go to London.
Yeah? And see the guards at the Buckingham Palace
yes.
and see all that?
Yes.
And you say your father and you want to do that, and your mother
yes.
doesn't want to do it?
She wants to stay right with Julie and the baby.
Oh, I see. So maybe you two will go over there alone, huh?
Yes.
Well, it's a man's town. You know,
yeah, London is a man's
town.
Well, do you have any advice to any... How about, Kimmy, you giving some advice to kids that are coming over? You've been over twice now, and you're sort of a veteran in this. How about giving advice to some boys about your age that are coming over, telling them what they should take with them and what they should see?
If they're coming over by boat, just take... evening suit to wear at dinner and a suit to wear during the daytime. And when you're on the boat, just have some light clothes and a windbreaker.
Yeah, and when they get to Europe and they have to deal with their parents, you know, their parents aren't sure what they want to see. What do you suggest that they suggest to their parents that they see in Europe, Kimmy?
Well, just see the important sites like the like the Eiffel Tower and the,
London Tower?
Yes, and the catacombs. Whatever they are.
Catacombs in Rome.
Catacombs in Rome.
Buckingham Palace?
Yes.
And the bullfights in Spain. How about those, Kim?
Yeah. And the bullfights. And, do you have any advice to them as far as how to get that patisserie on the ship without, how do you get that without their parents knowing that you're getting it? Do you have any advice to the kids on that?
Go up on sun deck if your parents haven't got a chair up there. Go and sit in the chair on sun deck and order it up there. But if your parents have a chair on sun deck, go down to the where they promenade deck. That's where they have the place where the pastry is. You just sit down there for tea and eat.
And they don't ask any questions?
No. They just serve it to you.
Well, gee, thanks a lot, Kimmy. And do you agree with everything that Kimmy says?
I agree with everything that Kim says.
Thanks a lot, Al Cap and Kimmy Cap. This is Art Buckwall reporting from Paris.
You better put that Kimmy to bed pretty soon because it's 2:20 on the Champs-Élysées. 2:22 right now. But that only makes it 9:22 Eastern time back in New York here. Either time, though, might remind you that there are less than 9,000 minutes now until Father's Day. This year... Why don't you give him what he wants, Dad, I mean. Give him a Gruen. Buy him a Gruen because it's the precision watch this year and every year.